Your production app just went dark for half your users. You're listening to Exploring Next. I'm Izo, and this is episode 197 with Boon. We're talking about something that's hitting development teams hard right now: JavaScript dependency failures that are taking down entire applications.
Yeah. And this isn't just some edge case anymore. I've seen three different teams this month where a single failed script load killed their entire user experience.
Right, because we've built these incredibly fragile dependency chains. One CDN hiccup, one browser compatibility issue, one network timeout, and suddenly your React app is just a white screen.
The thing is, we used to build web apps that degraded gracefully. Now we build JavaScript applications that happen to run in browsers.
Exactly. And users are paying the price. Boon, walk me through what's actually happening when these failures cascade.
So most modern apps start with a bundle.js that's maybe 200K of compressed JavaScript. That bundle needs to load, parse, and execute before the user sees anything meaningful.
And if any piece of that chain breaks?
White screen of death. Because we're not just loading one file anymore. We've got dynamic imports, code splitting, module federation. Each piece depends on the previous one executing correctly.
I'm seeing this with enterprise clients. They'll have a perfectly working app that suddenly fails for users on older corporate networks or specific browser versions.
Corporate networks are brutal. Proxy servers that mangle JavaScript, content filters that block CDNs, IE compatibility mode that's still somehow enabled.
So what's the actual technical solution here? Because telling stakeholders users need to upgrade their browsers isn't exactly a product strategy.
Error boundaries are step one, but they're not enough. You need fallback strategies baked into your architecture from day one.
Break that down for me.
Think progressive enhancement. Your HTML should render something useful, even with zero JavaScript. Then you layer on interactivity as modules successfully load.
But that's a complete shift in how teams think about building apps. Most React developers I know start with components and work backward.
Exactly the problem. We're optimizing for developer experience instead of user resilience. A better pattern is server-side rendering with client-side hydration that can fail gracefully.
Okay, but let's get concrete. What does this look like in practice?
Take form submissions. Instead of a React component that only works with JavaScript, you build an actual HTML form that posts to your server. Then you progressively enhance it with client-side validation and fancy UX.
That makes sense for forms, but what about complex interactive features? Dashboard visualizations, real-time collaboration tools?
Those are harder, but you can still provide meaningful fallbacks. A static chart instead of an interactive one. A refresh button instead of real-time updates.
I'm giving this approach a solid A- for user experience, but I can already hear product managers complaining about building everything twice.
You're not building everything twice if you architect it right. Modern frameworks like Remix and SvelteKit make this pattern much more natural.
Fair point. And honestly, the teams that figure this out are going to have a massive competitive advantage when everyone else is dealing with JavaScript failures.
Absolutely. Plus, there are immediate technical benefits. Better SEO, faster initial page loads, easier testing.
Speaking of testing, how do you actually validate that your fallbacks work?
Automated tests with JavaScript disabled should be part of your CI pipeline. And manual testing on constrained networks. I keep a script that blocks CDNs to simulate common failure modes.
That's smart. What else should teams be doing right now? Implement proper error boundaries that actually show useful fallback UI instead of just logging to Sentry. And audit your critical user paths with network throttling and script blocking. All right, let's talk build next. If you want to make your apps more resilient, here's what to go try. First, install the Disable JavaScript Chrome extension and browse your own app. See what breaks and what doesn't. Most developers have VME